Good morning, everybody. It's a nice sunny day today where I am. I don't know where it is where you are. Beautiful day. I've just reported in, really. I did all week, last week, doing an SIA course so I can be the oldest bouncer in town. first week was in the classroom. A lot of it was... What I did on my ITC 13 years ago. Well, am I lying there? How long ago? 2013. Yeah. It was good though. Because it made me look like I knew what I was talking about, even though it was just remembering stuff from the ITC. Not bad for an old man, really. Discussion with the instructor because he marked me down for something and I'm like, what? So I took it up to him and explained to him in plain Mancunian and he went, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I would have wrote it down differently. I said, well, we can't all write everything down the same, mate. You shouldn't just mark me up without checking. I got marked back up again, so yeah, I was quite happy with that. I must tell you about this one. We were on a smoke break, and this is a building where they teach health and safety and fire protection and all that shit. And they've got a front door that doesn't self-close. But we thought, you know, assuming it's a training place, that so we all come out, but we left the door open, right? Admit that, but the door open. This big fucking I call him a giant, because he's about 6'4". He come up and said, can't you lot shut this fucking door? So I'm like, what do you mean? So it gets caught. I said, listen, mate, it's me, 5'5". Don't fucking talk to me like that. I said, is that an order you're giving me to shut that door? He goes, yeah, it fucking is. I said, well, you can fuck off. And I walked off. Now, if he'd have come out and said, oh, lad, can you shut the door? I would have gone, yeah, all right, mate. Yeah, shut the door. But the way he spoke to me... It's like I went back to prison, a prison spokesman like that, I'd fuck them right off. Well, if anyone did. So, yeah, that was like on day one. So, met a good lot of people, really. They were all in the same boat, really. They all... But there was one lad, Dre, he was so fucking clever, mate. I don't know. But, yeah, I did quite well. So, I passed all that. Then they have to do an online thing. Fucking hell. Pass that. Now, next week, it's back to, like, fighting. Calming situations down. But we're doing a full day on crisis negotiation, if you like. And seeing I was a prison negotiator for 10 years, I think I'll probably... No, but I know it's different. I know I can't. It's not going to be one-on-one and it's not going to be in the building. Well, it is going to be in the building, I suppose. So I'll be sitting through that and hopefully I'll do well on that. I've got to do first aid, which is still in date, but I'm going to do it just past the time, I suppose. And knowing me, I'll probably get shit wrong. But yeah, so that was all right. I'm just looking forward to next week, really. You know what, funny enough, now I've been in a routine of getting up for, same as getting up for work, I suppose, I'm actually sleeping better, so just shows you, and to all them who said I retired too early, you were right, really, I should have stayed on, but anyway, that's life, I suppose, but yeah, it's quite funny, really, I had a good laugh, and fucking was a bus wanker for a week, and I've got to be a bus wanker next week. You know, it was an hour and 20 minutes bus each way. Fucking hell. But it's not bad. It's a direct bus, so I shouldn't moan. I even talked the instructor into finishing at 3 o'clock instead of half past so I could get the bus. you know, if you don't ask, you don't fucking get there. I suppose at the end of it, I've got to be like a toned-down prison officer on a wing, really, where I can't... You haven't got the powers to do what we used to do. We won't have the equipment. Hopefully I get a job with someone with a body cam. some people I know might say, you know, you don't want one of them, but yeah, the body cam, because there's some fucking bad enough in jail, but out on Civvy Street, they'll fucking try all kinds of shit to get you in trouble, won't they? So yeah, I'm going to be try and be the calm one. But again, people who know me know that however hard I try, sometimes I'm going to snap. Especially if someone says, what are you going to do, old man? That was my trigger word in the prison service. So yeah, it was, that's why really I didn't do anything last week. My numbers have dropped, but I've got loyal people. I've actually got someone from New Zealand this month, and my usual Virginia ones. And England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland, Northern Ireland. Whoops, sorry, Northern Ireland. So that's one little bit. Another little bit, I'm helping an ex-colleague of mine with something. And do you know what? Not what I sound too dramatic, but it's like fucking postmistress, masters and mistresses with Horizon, because the company's a big company. And they're trying all kinds of tricks. You know what the last trick is? They don't want to come to the tribunal known as a certain name because they've changed the name of the company. So I shot back, well, yeah, you might have changed the name of your company, but when this incident happened, you would still have that name in. They're trying all kinds of shit like that. Say, you know, this person's not qualifying for unfair dismissal because he's been there under 2 years. And I'm like, well, we didn't claim unfair dismissal. If you read the paperwork, unfair dismissal is not even in it. So, yet again, and this is no, I'm not having a go at anyone in the establishment where I work, because you just did everything right. You did your job. It's the company itself that's been dicks. They're trying all kinds of things they're just trying all kinds of stupid little tricks. That one about the name is pathetic, mate. Yeah, it don't matter what you're called now, what you was called that, and it's the same company, they've just changed the name a little bit. So, and they're giving this big, we are such and such company, and we're all over the world, and I don't give a fuck where you are, mate. You fucked up, and you didn't read everyone's, obviously they've not looked into everything that they've done at the establishment, there's no issues with what was done from the establishment. It's all what they're trying to use. They're using the big boy tactics and trying to bully the little man. Well, you've picked on the wrong man, because I've got little man syndrome, as everyone who knows me knows. And the bigger you are, the more I'll fight you. So, yeah. So we've got back on track anyway, and we're continuing on after we've pointed out their stupid fucking comments. So obviously I can't name names because of legal reasons, but people might know. Anyway, so that's what. But I'm not. I've had enough of this shit, to be honest. After this one, I'm not fucking bothering anymore. I've got my life to live now, and hopefully I get a job out of this shit and I can get back to a routine again, rather than getting up and walking fucking 5 miles. I've been walking 5 miles a day, you know. I've done quite well. I'm sleeping better, and it's getting, it's feeling better now, so maybe I should have stayed on. I only had 18 months left. I should have, anyway. As one of my favourite sayings is, don't worry about anything because it won't change it. So me worry, oh, should I stay? It's not going to change it. I haven't, so I've got to get on with shit. See, I'm a different man now. Until someone annoys me, I suppose. So yeah, it's good to hear a lot of my mates are getting on and getting on with job, getting promoted and shit like that. So yeah, been good. Looking forward to the summer. And you know what, I haven't been away for a few months. I'm getting a bit of itchy feet. So I might, when I finish this course, I might pop away for a few days. And this company's, they can help you get a job, the training company. If that they're saying if you're passing everything and you're doing well on the training, we'll put you forward to another job. So up to now, I've done quite well. And all that training team who trained me up in the first place, thank you, because I still remembered a lot of it. So, you didn't waste your time, even though sometimes I might have drove you mad with the shit I got up to Glen Bagley. Thanks to all them that trained me up and actually give me some good knowledge that I've hopefully carried forward. And I'm very, very thankful. And other people learn all along the way. Yeah, I think you all knew you are. Especially them who, when I was on my first wing, showed me how to do the job properly. Thanks for that. And everyone who works in custodial services, please stay safe. Look after yourselves and look after each other. Thank you for listening and see you soon. Speak to you soon. Bye now, I'm going out to enjoy the sun with my coat on because it's still a bit cold. See you later, bye. Oh, I'm just popping back because I've just got one finger that's pissing me off. And he's a prisoner again now. He's an ex-prisoner, Kevin Lane, right? And throughout his sentence, he said he wasn't guilty, he didn't do it and all that shit, right? And he got released, he served his time. So to me, if he's done all these appeals saying he didn't do it and he still has to serve his full sentence, I don't know, what does that say to you? Anyway, so he's been out, he's been doing all these fucking podcasts saying he's gone straight and he's doing this and he's doing that. But then you find one on YouTube with him showing how to... people had to make hooch. It's like, what the fuck off, man. Now he's been recalled. So he wasn't fucking innocent all his time. He's been recalled and he's back in jail. And you know what? He's back on fucking YouTube. And they're recording it. They're speaking to him over the phone. And they're fucking putting it on YouTube. Mate, do your fucking bird. Do your lock up like the big man you think you are. And stop fucking whinging. You was guilty in the first time because you had to serve your full sentence and you've done something stupid now and you're back on recall. So just fucking get on with it, man. Fuck me. Mr. Hardman can't do his... You can't do your bird, mate. That's what's up with you. You fucking can't do your bird. And all this stuff you used to fight with screws, maybe you did, but you didn't fucking win, did you? You fucking plank. Anyway, that's it. See you later. Bye.